God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and the power of making a difference. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today, Dr. Wilton's title is Hezekiah Made a Difference. So if you're like me and you're starting to scratch your head going, Hezekiah, I know Hezekiah. You'll remember in just a minute as Dr. Wilton opens our scriptures together with the book of 2 Kings. That's where we're studying today. But Dr. Don also wants you to know we're open to pray with you right now. We'd love to pray with you and for you, both keyboard to keyboard on our website at TEWonline. That's TEWonline.org. And at this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-WORD. 9673. Now let's open the Word of God together. God's encouraging Word with Dr. Don.
I want you to open your Bibles. We're going to be in the Old Testament to the book of 2 Kings. I want to give you just a minute or two to find that on your iPhone, your iPad, your BlackBerry, your Blueberry, your Strawberry, or your Raspberry. And some of you, like me, will have a good old-fashioned hard copy in your hand. I intend to continue to do that. I got plenty of time to use my gadget, but I've decided that when I preach, that I'm going to have a copy of the good old hard copy in my hand. By the way, I just want to make something very clear. I'm not saying that that is more spiritual than what you have. I'm not going to tell you that because it's not. This hard copy is not more spiritual than the copy of God's Word that you are reading on your iPhone right now. We're going to go to God's Word together, and you are welcome to use your iPhone to follow God's Word. Now, I'm going to have something to say to you if you sit there and send emails and text and inquire as to whether or not your pizza's going to have mushrooms on for lunch. You know, I'll never know that. In fact, it's none of my business. But if you come to church and you worship the Lord and all you do is send back and forth messages and play games, God's watching you. And if you are as distracted in worship as you are when you sit in that classroom, don't be surprised when your grade comes out as a D instead of an A, because you're just not listening. You need to have some disciplines in your life. And there are many opportunities for you and me to discipline our lives. And perhaps for just this few moments, just make a commitment to the Lord to discipline yourself. Just listen to what God's saying. I'm going to be talking to you about one of the greatest kings that ever ruled Judah. His name was Hezekiah. And I want to read to you just a little snippet about his life, because Hezekiah made a difference. This is what the Bible tells us in 2 Kings in chapter 18 and verse 1. In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. Remarkably, he was just 25 years of age when he began to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his great-great-great-grandfather David had done. He removed the high places and broke down the pillars and cut down the Asherah. He broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the people of Israel had made offerings to it. It was called the Neshutin. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that there was none like him among all the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. In fact, this 25-year-old held fast to the things of the Lord, and he did not depart from following him, but rather he kept the Lord's commandments that the Lord had commanded Moses. And the result was, in verse 7, that the Lord was with him. Isn't that a beautiful statement? And wherever he went, he prospered. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and would not serve him, and he struck down the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. Hezekiah made a difference. Now, there were four things I just want to just give you some information about. Now, this is very general, so all of you history buffs there, you can fill in all the gaps. This is a huge subject. But there are four things that I want you to know were there in Judah when Hezekiah became king. This is what happened when he arrived on the throne of Jerusalem. This is what his country looked like. Number one, his nation was in trouble. Define that any way you want to. His nation was in trouble. Number two, his people were divided. You would have thought that they were all Israelites. Surely if they all belonged to the same country and believed in the same things and had the same constitution and enjoyed the same things, that they were all just one together, and that their appreciation and love for everything would have united them. Not when Hezekiah arrived on the throne. His people were divided. Number three, his faith was being severely threatened. You know, if you wouldn't mind begging my pardon, God had brought them a long way, don't you think? I mean, how much more do you think God could have done for these people? They trusted in him. He was on their currency. That's how they were founded. God brought them, delivered them out of the land of Egypt. They were a people in bondage. They were lost. And he delivered them. He gave to them the promised land. Someone left some shoreline somewhere, took a journey, took a stand, and wrote a new constitution for them. And everything was founded upon that faith that they had in God Jehovah. Oh yes, his nation was in trouble and his people were divided. His faith was being threatened. But there was a fourth thing that was monumentally significant about when Hezekiah arrived on the throne. His country was under attack. There were other people and other countries and other groups. There was a terrorist group by the name of the Philistines. And by the way, the Philistines weren't very nice. And they were out to get these people in the land that flowed with milk and honey. So if you put these four things together, can you just imagine ascending to the throne of Jerusalem in the midst of all of this? Quite frankly, if they'd come to me at that time and said, "Why don't you serve as king?" I would have said, "Are you kidding me? I don't want to have to deal with that. Besides, most of our people can't stand straight talk. They can't handle the truth. Nobody wants to know." Hezekiah arrived at the age of 24. And to make matters even worse to boot, his father Ahaz had made matters worse. The one who preceded him on the throne had all but destroyed what was left. He had no considerations for the moral values of God's word. None whatsoever. He became a crowd pleaser. And if the people wanted an idol to worship, he gave it to them. Because it was far more important to seek the favor of man than it was to follow the precepts and the commandments of God. There's a lot that can be said about Hezekiah. This man who, when confronted with his own sin, repented. This man who listened to what God said through the prophet Isaiah. This man, Hezekiah, of which I speak today from God's word. This man whose actual story in the word of God receives more space even than Solomon, one of the greatest kings ever. This man who in the word of God is presented as second only to King David, who was so revered as a founding father of that great nation. This man who helped Judah regain somewhat of her prestige and her power among the nations of the world. This man who brought these people back to the point where once again they had one king and one people, and they came to one temple to worship the one true God. This man that I'm talking about. Oh yeah, he made a difference, all right. This man who saw to it that Judah was once again reunited around worship in Jerusalem. This man who thought nothing of removing the false gods that had risen up to please the ramping, marauding minority of his day. This man who defeated the Philistines, this enemy that came against Judah, that wanted to cut their heads off and butcher them and take their people into captivity and to destroy their land. Only David, that erstwhile little boy with a pebble in his hand, but with God in his heart, slew the very giant Goliath who came down through the valley of Elah, putting fear into the hearts of people. And yet David stood there as a mere shepherd boy and said, "If God be for me, who do you suppose Goliath can be against me?"
What a wonderful reminder of the power of God and its availability to us if we just have faith like David. Mercy, forgive the interruption. On behalf of all of us at The Encouraging Word, we're grateful for the opportunity to share this great message from Dr. Don Wilton with you and the joy of doing it, whether it's online or on the radio, wherever you might be listening today, is the beginning of a conversation. Dr. Don has shared a volley. Now it's your turn to toss the ball back. Is there something that God has stirred in your heart about today's message that you'd like to have someone to maybe pursue an answer with Dr. Don or perhaps just pray about? We're here for you. 866-899. Word will connect you, or if you'd rather use the keyboard, it's tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or if you'd like to speak to one of our team, happy to pray with you and for you, or connect you with some great resources like the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It's absolutely free. Call and ask for it at 866-899-9673. We believe God's encouraging word, the Bible itself, is life-changing because of the truth in this living word of God. Again, you can discover more online as well at tewonline.org. But let's dive back into today's message. Hezekiah made a difference with Dr. Don Wilton.
What was it about this difference maker? Just a couple of things the Bible tells us. What was it about him? Well, first of all, he was very young. That'll confound the critics. Bible tells us most distinctly that he was just about 25 years old. He was really what some would have considered to be a whippersnapper, with due respect to all you 25-year-olds. I used to be 25 when I was your age. It's a great age. Evidently, what God was saying is, rise up, you 25-year-olds. You've got what it takes. Rise up, you young people. Take hold of all that God has put in your heart. Rise up and do not join the hysteria of the mobs who are marauding for the pagan idols of this world. Rise up, you young people, and take your stand for this God Jehovah, for there is one Lord and one faith and one baptism, and if you can rally together and win a national championship, you've showed to this world what you've got. to what it takes to do stuff, to get it done the way God wants it to be done. He was very young. I wonder how old you have to be to make a difference. I wonder how long God has instituted a waiting period before God's people would stand up. I wonder if God somehow, in some secret cave somewhere, designed a strategy that you have to be 50 and 60 years old before you can be seated on the throne of your world and make a difference for Jesus Christ. I thank God for our young people. He was very young, evidently. But there was a second thing about this difference maker. He did what was right by God. That's what the word says in the second part there of verse 3. He says he did what was right in the eyes of God. Interestingly, he uses and invokes that phrase, the eyes, because God is a seeing God. He sees everything. And everything he sees, he expects it will be right according to that which he sees, because what he sees comes from his heart. It is what it is because God determined it to be that way. And some have said that how can a young person really understand the eyes of a seeing God? Well, Hezekiah did, and he knew that God was watching on Sunday morning, and he knew he was watching on Saturday evening. He knew he was watching in his bedroom at home, and he knew that he was watching on that campus at the university. He knew he was watching at that ball game. He knew he was watching when that conversation took place. He did what was right in the eyes of God. There was never a time that he found himself relegated to the outskirts of God's far reach of his seeing eyes. There was never a time, evidently, in the life of Hezekiah that he thought he could go undercover as far as God was concerned. He made a difference. His was a 24-hour experience every day, all the time. And he made a difference. He never took a vacation from God. He never laid down the instruments of that clarion call of his Christian discipleship. He never went on sabbatical or took leave from God. He never absented himself or thought he could get away from the eyes of a holy and a righteous God, and he made a difference. He was very young and he did what was right in the eyes of God. But there's a third thing that this difference maker did, which just really got a hold of my heart. He broke with the sins of his father. Did you notice what the Bible says? He did according to that which his great-great-grandfather had done. Well, where's Dad in all of this? We'll go and study the life of King Ahaz, and you'll find out that this man who became a difference maker came out of a home where his dad was anything but. I hate to even mention that to you, but this was a young man who grew up under a father who defied everything about God, and he broke the cycle. Do you know how many people say, oh, he drinks, but he's just like his dad? You need to break the cycle. Oh, he has a temper, but you know, it's just like Dad. You need to break the cycle. Oh, he smacks his mother through the face every now and again in the privacy of their room. But you know, his dad did that. Oh, he uses abusive language. Well, that was just like his dad. When he coaches, oh boy, does he love to let those four-letter words fly. But you know, his dad was a coach. And remember when he coached, how he would also use the same language. Oh, he doesn't kind of prioritize worship. Well, you remember how his dad was kind of there, but not really. Oh, you know, he has such a critical spirit. He's always complaining and fussing about everything, and especially things about the Lord's work and about church. But you know, oh, bless his heart, he's with Jesus now. Remember, his dad was just the same. You need to break the cycle. Ahaz kowtowed to the people. He reclined in his chair on Saturday afternoon, not too concerned. As long as there was a ball game on, as far as he was concerned, the world could go by. His father never got involved in the moral morass of the world because he believed that it was none of his business. Only those who were put there to do what they needed to do. And so he watched his own nation go down the tubes. You need to break the cycle, son. It's time for you to say, no more. Or are you just going to hand that on to your sons? This man was a difference maker. Hezekiah was very young, and he did what was right by God, and he broke with the sins of his father. Number four, he destroyed all the idols. Love to spend a Bible study just explaining all these idols that we find here referenced in the scriptures. Bottom line was that under his father's pitiful leadership, these people who knew better were led by their king to erect one idol worship after another as a substitute for a righteous and a holy God. That's where the young boy Hezekiah grew up. He didn't only grow up surrounded by the idols of his society, but he grew up surrounded by the idols that his father had given permission to build. Like father, like son, he destroyed all these idols. He didn't mess around with this. He called a spade a spade. He called sin what it was, what it is. He didn't tiptoe around the tulips. Hezekiah wasn't concerned with political correctness when it came down to what God had to say. As if political pandering rises to a greater level than the very heartbeat of a holy and a righteous God who through Jesus Christ has set us free and who wants for us only the best in joy and happiness and completeness. For he is our hope and our joy, and he's our light, and his light shines in the darkness. Oh, Hezekiah was a difference maker, you know. I'll be honest with you, if I was Hezekiah, no way. I would have said, listen, I'm going to marry that woman one way or the other, and because I'm in love with her, it makes no difference. I'll abdicate the throne and go and live in Europe in obscurity for the rest of my life. Let somebody else do it. Give me Jezebel. I would rather spend the next 25 years of my life surrounded by the lavish outcroppings of my inner satisfaction. And who cares about what happens to my children tomorrow? Oh, not Hezekiah. 25 years old, he was young, and he did what was right in the eyes of God. And he made a determination to break completely with the sins of his own father, and he destroyed all the idols. And so the Bible says this difference maker trusted in God completely. That's what verse 5 says. He trusted in the Lord. What an abandonment. I mean, how foolish in the eyes of a secular pagan world that you would trust in God. Yes, I will trust in my God, for he is the God of my fathers. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He's the one in whom I live and move and have my being. Yes, 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 I will be foolish. I would like you to know that I'm willing to be called foolish, for I will trust in God completely. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might believe and might be saved.
Oh, I pray that you hear that and know that it's not just Don Wilton talking about the fact that there's no condemnation, but instead that's the voice of God letting you know he does not condemn you. His arms are open wide to receive you. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And we'd love to speak with you and pray with you right now. But before we get away, our pastor has perhaps the most important thing to say all day to us next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
Oh, if God's spoken to you and you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, you need to let someone know. And how about letting us know? You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And allow us the privilege of praying with you and for you and celebrating with you and putting some resources in your hands that'll help you begin your walk in Christ. Again, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. And again, many folks are asking how you can get involved with the ministry. How can you be involved prayerfully and financially? Well, it's all about becoming an encourager. Here are the details on what it is to become an encourager to the Encouraging Word.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager.
Once more, the number to call, not just now, but 24 hours a day, is 866-899-9673, or let's connect online, keyboard to keyboard at tewonline.org. It's also a place you can sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. Oh, I hope you're doing that. It jumpstarts my quiet time, and it'll do the same for yours. Sign up online right now at tewonline.org for the free Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. Until next time, take care and God bless.
The Encouraging Word.